Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Fuchs. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Charlie Fuchs. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Strange reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tebbets for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. One out. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. George Caster now pitching. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuchs strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuillan scores. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchs covering, for the out. Lobbs moves to second. two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuchs strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. Caster strikes out. 2 outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCoskey moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York is walked intentionally. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick bunts towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. McQuillan moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball towards right. Harris catches it and throws to home to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards third. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlundklift pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Harlundklift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Harlundklift. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift pinch hits for George Caster. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.